The Reds broke their four-game losing streak Tuesday night by beating the Mets 4-3 at Great American Ballpark. Cincinnati got home runs from Jonathan India in the first and then back-to-back dingers from Votto and Aquino in the third. Wade Miley pitched 6 1/3 strong innings, and Amir Garrett closed the door in the ninth to earn his seventh save. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Cowboy, this was a really good win for the Reds. The bullpen held up for one. Wade Miley turned in an excellent start for two, and the offense had to really manufacture some insurance late, and they did just that.
Yeah, I thought the early runs were great. The Reds led really throughout this ball game, but you knew the Mets were going to make a little bit of a run. I mean, they've got too much power in that lineup, and they were able to score solo runs in the seventh and the eighth. But I thought that the seventh inning for the Reds offense, especially with India leading things off, him getting aboard, it's almost as though it's the key to starting that engine. And he got aboard with the walk. He ultimately came around to score what turned out to be the game-winning run. And that was a heck of a performance by Amir Garrett in the ninth inning, especially where he had to go through. When you're facing the top of this Mets order, and it includes Pete Alonso, who with one swing of the bat could have won the ball game for you.
Well, he did that, and that was after a four-pitch walk. Derek Johnson came out, really settled him down. That was a good sign. Another thing that I thought was a positive tonight, the two hits by Eugenio Suarez, one of them the other way, the other one a hard hit double off the center field wall. He ended up getting thrown out trying to stretch it into a triple, but the contact is the key there for Suarez.
I think so, and I think, you know, everybody would like to have that every single night. That's kind of hard to do even when you're going hot, but I think that when you're getting at least close to it where the swing seems to be more consistently within the strike zone, I think that's when you're going to see Suarez start to take back off again. I like the swing tonight. Even on the outs that he made, I thought the swing was good and he was on time.
Hoffman against Stroman in the wrap-up. That heads your way Wednesday afternoon. Yet back to you.
Now to the highlights. Wade Miley made the start for the Reds on Tuesday night, and it didn't take the Mets long to score. With one out, Mets first baseman Pete Alonso stepped to the plate.
Miley into his windup. Now the 0-1. And Alonso swings and hits one high in the air, very deep left center field, way, way back and gone. Well, beyond the 379 sign in left center field, and just as he did last night, Pete Alonso gives the Mets an early first inning lead.
The Reds quickly got that run back when Jonathan India led off the bottom of the first.
India hitting 276, 7 homers, 37 knocked in the 1-0 pitch, and India swings and sends one high in the air, deep center field. Back is Nimmo. He looks up. It is long gone.
Wow.
About midway up the batter's eye in straightaway center field, Jonathan India ties the game at 1 with his 8th home run of the year.
The Reds put two more runners on base after the home run, but both were stranded. New York starter Robert Stock had to leave the game before the second inning got underway with a hamstring issue. Steven Nogosek replaced him and pitched a 1-2-3 second, but things changed in the bottom of the third. India and Winker both struck out to begin the inning, but then Joey Votto and Aristides Aquino went back-to-back.
Of course, back-to-back strikeouts to begin the inning for the Mets righty. Oh, this is hit high and deep to right center. And you can kiss that baby goodbye. 2-1 Reds. Votto got every bit of that and then some. Oh, my. Here's Aquino. And he hammers this one left center field on the run. And it's gone. Back-to-back jacks. Votto, Aquino. The O's are hot. 3-1 Reds.
James McCann led off the top of the fourth with a single. Michael Conforto was next up, and Aristides Aquino flashed a little leather.
This is belted to right, and Aquino makes a leaping catch at the wall, gathers himself and throws behind the runner, but not in time to first. What a play by Aquino on a deep drive to right, leaping into the wall to make the catch.
The Mets put a runner on in the fifth, but he was stranded at first base. Miley set New York down in order in the six, but he did get some help from his left fielder.
2-2 on Michael Conforto. Miley deals, and Conforto sends a fly to left. Winker going back. He reaches up, leaps, and he makes the catch. reaching up over his head as he got to the warning track. A little hop to get to it, and he makes a fine play for the second out of the sixth.
After six good innings, Wade Miley ran out of gas in the seventh. He walked the number eight and number nine batters. He struck out leadoff man Brandon Nimmo, and then his night was finished. Brad Brock replaced Miley, and the first batter he faced was Pete Alonso.
Alonso taps the outside corner, then the inside edge. Pumping that bat right out in front of the plate. The pitch. And it's a tapper down the third baseline. Brock quickly to it. Turns, throws, and off the glove of Votto. And the run will score. VR comes home from third. And I'm sure that has got to be an error on Joey Votto. It hit right in his glove, and he dropped the baseball.
Next up was Jeff McNeil, and the Reds got exactly what they needed.
And McNeil, the three-hole hitter, waiting on Brock. A tapper back to the mound. He's going to go to second for one. Farmer to Votto. That's a double play, and that will end the Mets' threat. Nice job by Brad Brock. He handled everything that was thrown at him in that situation.
Here's the pitching line on Wade Miley. Six in the third inning, seven hits, two runs, one earned, two walks, eight strikeouts, and a home run, 104 pitches, 67 strikes. In the bottom of the seventh, the Reds got that run back. Cincinnati loaded the bases with one out, and Tyler Stevenson stepped to the plate.
Bases juiced, looped to the plate. Ripped into right field. It's going to be caught by the right fielder Conforto. The run will score. Aquino is held up in between first and second base, and he will be tagged out. The run scores. The Reds have added a run. They have increased their lead to two, a 4-2 ball game.
Heath Embry pitched the eighth for the Reds. With one out, he gave up a single to James McCann, and then with two down, the Mets got a run closer.
A ball and two strikes the count. The pitch. And Guillorme throws his bat at it, loops a liner down the line and left and into the corner. It caroms by Winker and around third, heading to the plate. McCann, Guillorme into second. With an RBI double.
Amir Garrett came on to pitch the ninth for Cincinnati. He walked the first batter he faced, but he struck out Brandon Nimmo for the first out. He struck out Pete Alonso for out number two, and then had to face Jeff McNeil.
The pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Foul off third. Garrett's over. Suarez is there. It's Suarez. He's got it, and that's it. Reds win it 4-3, hanging on to beat the Mets as the Reds snap their losing streak. Garrett nails it down in the ninth. After a four-pitch walk, started the inning, back-to-back strikeouts, and then on an 0-2 pitch, he gets McNeil to pop out in foul ground to Suarez.
Really nice job by Garrett last night, and he comes back with quite the performance here in a one-run ball game to pick up the save.
Here are the totals for Cincinnati. Four runs, 10 hits, one error, eight left on base. For New York, three runs, nine hits, no errors. They strand at nine. Miley got the win. He is now 8-4. Garrett picks up his seventh save of the season. And Cincinnati hit three home runs in the game. India number eight, Votto number 12, Aquino number six. 3 hours and 13 minutes, 19,096 on hand at Great American Ballpark. Time to hear from winning pitcher Wade Miley.
No, I just wanted to come out and just try to, you know, right the ship a little bit, compete my tail off, and just try to put us in a position to win a ball game. And was able to get through six and a third, and then Brocky came in, you know, huge right there in that situation. I walked those two guys lead off that inning, and Brocky came in there and cleaned it up. And Peter came in and kept where we needed it, and Amir came in and got the job done. So just a great team win, defense, offense, everything, just a great team win, and just feels good to be back in that column.
Did the extra time between starts make you feel fresh, or was that a hindrance to you? Which do you prefer?
I probably needed that. Legs were a little tired. Felt pretty good tonight. Was able to didn't get it quite as deep as I wanted to, but at the same time, I think you got to give credit to the Mets offense. They did a really good job in those early innings to see a bunch of pitches, foul some pitches off, and work some deep counts. So I knew my pitch count was going up, but stretched it out as long as I could. And like I said, we won a ball game. That's all that matters at the end of the day.
Just the last couple of days, obviously the bullpen had to pitch a ton. Is that in your mind at all? Just knowing that the team needs a deep start.
Definitely no going in. Yeah, that the boys are are a little wore out down there. But at the same time, this time of the year, you got to step up, and they were able to do that tonight. You know, I didn't get as deep as I wanted to, but at the same time, Brocky, like I said, Brocky heater to Amir, and they got the job done, and that's you're going to need that. So it was huge and really fun to see.
The wrap-up of this series comes your way Wednesday afternoon as Jeff Hoffman comes off the injured list to make the start for Cincinnati. Right-hander Marcus Stroman will be on the mound from New York. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 12:05. First pitch is scheduled for 12:35. And once again, the final score on Tuesday night, the Reds beat the Mets 4-3. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.